Epileptic Inspiration 2021. I think what makes this wine super unique is the fact that we normally we pick these grapes when it was ripe, when it's ripe, basically according to taste. This year, 2021, we got a huge amount of rain, a big rainstorm that approached the Western Cape. They predicted something like 130 mils of rain in a very short time. I realized that Semillon and Epileptic Inspiration is a single vineyard Semillon from Elgin. I realized that this vineyard, it's got big fleshy berries. It's prone to rot. And if this vineyard gets like 130 mils of rain, as predicted, then the berries will physically burst. It'll make a small crack in the skin. And then, and immediately after rain, you can't pick the grapes. So if there's so much rain coming, you have to wait it out at least for 5 days to 7 days or whatever for the vineyard to dry out. Because what happens, it takes water up its root, it takes it to the berries, it dilutes flavor, it halts the ripening process, and... Sorry, I'm busy driving and there's a guy that just almost drove into me. But yes, so it delays the ripening phase. And the time that you wait for the vines to dry out, in that time, those little cracks in the berries, where the skin bursts because of all the water that it took up, then it'll start to rot there. So by the time the vineyard's dry, it started rotting. So what's the point then? A lot of the guys in the valley with Semillon, the big guys, they said they're going to wait it out for after the rain. And I just said, no, I can't take those risks. I've got a small business. I pay my own bills. I don't work for a big company. So if we make a mistake and we get rot, I'm going to pay a huge bill for it. So I said, let's pick. We picked the grapes, in my eyes, at the time, unripe. Huge risk because it's Semillon. Semillon can be green and harsh, especially in the cold areas, and Elgin's not warm. So we picked the grapes on very low sugar. We ended up with a wine of 12.5% alcohol. That's very low. Before we knew that, I know that sometimes when we have greenness in Bordeaux varieties like Merlot, stuff like that, a touch of new oak is not a bad idea. It sort of works well with that. So I thought, okay, green, unripe, Semillon, let's chuck in a lot of oak. Not a lot of oak, but we actually fermented 40% of the wine in brand new oak. Special barrels that comes from Italy. It's something that I'll touch on, maybe another wine, maybe Bordeaux wines, but it's a very very interesting cooperage. They make only 300 barrels. They spend time with me every year, the owner, where we taste through my wines. They make the barrels specifically for my wines. The barrels that this went in is untoasted barrels, so it's just pure wood, ripe wood in contact with wine. And we ended up with a wine that's another guy, one of my distributors, he works for Greater Mainz, Bruno, says it smells like when you move into a new building that was just been built, and that's that wet cement, powdery cement kind of smell. It's very herbaceous, but it's not harsh and green. The wood is not, you can't detect the wood. It just completely disappears in the wine in the different layers. I think it's extremely good. I think the wine is going to age spectacular for the future. And again, the next year, before I knew the wine was good, we picked it ripe again. And now the rain forced us to pick early. We've experienced that it actually works. So now it's something that we do every year. We have to pick it early as well. Yes, maybe not the whole batch. So we do it in two sections. We do a very early pick where we throw a bit of risk into this whole thing, and then we have a slightly later, like a 3 day later pick where it's a little bit riper. So that's straight Semillon Elgin. We have full control over the vineyard. I've got a viticulturist called Jaco Engelbrecht that consults for me in those vineyards. So we basically, the farmer's called André van Wyk. He's a guy from Cape Town. He's not from a farming background, but he's a guy that loves attention to detail. And when Yaku's really good, so basically what the team's amazing, because when Yaku tells the guy we have to do this, he does exactly that. And I mean, that's probably the best farmers that you're going to get out there. The guy that's willing to listen and execute on the right moment, the right action. And it's not rocket science, but it's all about timing. Like they say, the difference between a good farmer and a bad farmer is 3 days. Yes, an epileptic inspiration, the name of the wine. It sounds rude, but it's not. I started getting epilepsy at a very late stage of my life, when I turned 16 years ago or whatever. So it's called juvenile myoclonic epilepsy. It's something you get when you're older. And yes, I as a child never had it. I could also not draw pictures as a child, so I could not sketch and do art kind of stuff. And then I got epilepsy, and so in the beginning years, blank bottles label was just a little block on Microsoft Word, blank bottle written into it. I would just change the colors of the background of the wines whenever there's a new wine. So, I also changed the font a little bit to make it different. But epileptic inspiration is when I had 3 big epileptic fits. I was sitting at home and I started drawing for the first time. And my son came back from art school with a lino, piece of rubber thingy. And I did a lino carve. And I realized that suddenly I could draw. And it's not as if I'm a good artist or anything like that. It's just that I couldn't do it before epilepsy, and after epilepsy I can. I'm not a good artist, but I love the labels. I think the labels represent something about the wine, something that's not on the back label. There's no tasting notes on the label. There's no varieties on the label. There's only a picture. And the idea behind that picture is that it gives you kind of an idea of what's going on in that wine without telling you exactly what it is. And I think that wine was a landmark, a line in the sand when everything changed. So I believe that before epilepsy, I couldn't draw. And after epilepsy, something in my brain changed. And suddenly I could draw pictures.